fix that one pretty quick. That's all it is. So the battery's green.
Red light?
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't take this for 9 volts.
Nine volt, yeah.
Okay. How about this one? This one's not like it.
Trade you.
Thanks.
Okay, a call on meeting of the Bethel Township, regular meeting, trustee meeting. Order, stand for pledge, please.
My pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great, thank you. We have on the agenda approval of the minutes from July the 5th. But Julie had a change on those, so I'm gonna wait till the next meeting to approve those because we haven't got to review those. Did you get a chance to look at the minutes, the three sets?
No.
She said no?
This, there was no change to this.
Your emails said there was. I took it right off of you.
No, I just took out the highlighting from the, when I sent you what you guys had asked to change, and it was highlighted.
So that's not a change?
No, it was just, I don't think we sent it out to the public with the highlighting in it. There's no words changed. It's the same thing that you guys saw in the last round. And that's the same for the August one, too, if you want to do that one.
I thought you said, I thought I took that right off of you. Had July 5th. It says the only difference between the version and the last is that I applied the agreed to updates and removed the highlighting for the wording.
Right, so where I, there were things in there that were, had a strike through for deleting. So that's the agreed updates.
All right, let's wait though, because I don't, I gotta relook at that then. I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't go back through that. So we'll move on to staff reports, and the Miami County Sheriff's Department is not here. Report from the fire department, Andy?
Okay, so since the last period, which was basically the month of August, we've had 68 runs. We had a very busy month of August. We had 5 building fires. 2 of those were ours, both at the same place, which was the one on Ross Road. The other 3 were mutual aid. We did have the large fire on Ross Road, which was a total loss and is still being investigated by county, state, and federal agencies now. So it's a big investigation that is going on. No injuries for firefighters on that, no injuries for people, so that was nice. It's always good to have something bad where no one gets hurt, so that was a good thing. We completed our burn training this past weekend. We had the state fire marshal's trailer here. We had it on Saturday and Sunday. We got all but 4 members of the department through it, and including some people from Castown, right? So that was a success. The other calls we had 43 medic calls in the last month, so we've been very busy with that. We have 3 auto accidents, nothing major, and those just normal auto accidents. I say normal for us, but nothing's normal for anybody else, but no major injuries, let's put it that way. And a lot of things, we had 11 calls that were canceled en route. Those are usually our tank or mutual aid calls that we get canceled on. So that's it in a nutshell. Reminder to everyone in attendance, I just want to check the date because I did change it. That October 15th, I believe it is our open house.
Fire department open house.
So mark that on your calendars. It's from 1 to 3. Hope to see everybody in attendance. It's right here in the fire station. We have food. Everything's out there.
1 to 3?
Did I say 2 to 4 before?
I think you may have.
Okay, 2 to 4. We've done different times to get different things, so it's 2 to 4 on the...
Two to four,
sorry. On the 15th. Like I said, it's right here. We have food. We have things for the kids. Trucks are out. We'll have Care Flight. We'll cut a car again this year. So if you have some time, stop by. See the fire department. And that's from 2 to 4.
All right. Thank you. We'll have a report from Mike Arnold on planning and zoning.
All right. It's the last trustees meeting. We've had a few certificates turned in. We had a couple barns, a couple additions. We had a shed. Also had one withdrawal. Since last BZA meeting, we have, the agenda shows one in progress, but I actually received one this morning, so we will have two. We have overall Lisa Drive. We have a Motor Freight Depot or Trucking Transfer Terminal conditional use request. Then over on 201, we have an accessory structure and the side setback variance request. There will not be a zoning commission meeting this month. Year to date, there's been 37 certificates issued, 2 declarations received, 10 variance requests, 9 approved with 1 to be determined, 6 conditional use requests, 5 approved, 1 to be determined. Out of 4 zoning amendment requests, 4 have been approved. Board and commissions. The Miami County Planning Commission will meet September 19th at 7 p.m. BZA will meet on the 28th at 6:30. And again, no meeting for the zoning commission.
Did you say what was on the one you got today?
There's 7095 State Route 201. They're wanting to put an accessory structure that'll kind of go into the side setback due to trees and stuff like that. So.
Okie dokie.
Sorry, what were the variants? The variances requested were?
The conditional use was for a trucking transfer terminal, or basically a parking lot over Elisa.
No, what were the numbers?
CU-06-23.
Oh.
10 requested, but 9 approved so far.
Okay.
And 1 to be determined.
Because you got the other one today, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now you go up to 10.
Is that it?
That is it.
All right. Andy, the administrator's report, please.
Sure. There's one resolution on your agenda tonight. This resolution is to accept the 2024 Certificate of Estimated Resources, as well as the 2023 tax rates from Miami County Budget Commission. This is something we get annually. We have to approve them and send them back, and then that sets the next stage for our budgeting and appropriation process. There's some other things on the report, but I just covered them, the fire on Ross Road, the fire department training, and the open house. And it's right there. It says 2 to 4 again, so got it.
All right, thank you. Trustee reports, Julie.
One second. On August 21st, I attended the school board meeting. There were no annexation or other township items discussed, so nothing really to report there. I attended the land use plan meeting on August 28th, where the mapping got completed, so we're coming down to the final stretch, I think. On 8:30, I went to the Harmony Farm grand opening. This was for the health and wellness and everything else they're doing there. There are several rooms occupied by folks now from the health and wellness industry, including a massage therapist, a Reiki instructor, a reflexologist, a holistic practitioner, and a chiropractor, and they still have room for a couple more, so it is coming along. The main floor can be rented for parties or meetings. The second Airbnb has been remodeled and is in operation. The plan is also to Airbnb the main house to large groups of 12 to 14 people. And they're planning on having festivals there as well. I went to the Miami County Fair Board meeting on September 5th. It was kind of a follow-up for what went right and what went wrong during the fair, but one thing they did mention that I thought was worth mentioning
is that gate receipts were up this year, so the fair did better this year than last year, which is good news. On September 6th, I attended the Historical Society meeting. Most of the meeting was about the Meet the Candidates night, which is going to be held on October 4th up at the school. And I attended the All-Ag meeting and banquet on September 7th. Farm Bureau passed a policy to support changing the annexation laws. And what they do is basically they work with the state and with the American Farm Bureau Federation. And that's it.
All right, thank you. You said candidates is October 4th?
October 4th.
At what time?
6, I believe.
Okay. It's the 4th.
At 7 p.m. At school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. For my report, it'll be a little shorter. I went to the school dedication, I thought they just done an absolute excellent job on the dedication ceremony and all. The inside of the school is beautiful. My guys did get the road done between the two schools. I think we have to finish up. I didn't check to see if we finished up where the ambulance was.
They got some of the gravel in there, so I'm not sure if it's finished or not, but I know there's gravel in there.
I'll have to look at that. I know we got to move equipment out and
We went up for the first time for the soccer game the other night where they played on that field because they finally got their bleachers done. So I know Terry said there was a little issue with kind of getting the medic in and out, so I'll get with you on that. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I attended the land use meeting, as Julie said, and have a meeting tomorrow with Five Rivers Metro Parks to look at the Siler property a little bit more and getting the trees down. Andy will be there. So we're meeting with Eric Sauer tomorrow on that. So that'll be my report for that. Next item is public comments on items on the agenda. Okay. Andy, I guess we're ready for action items.
Okay.
Debbie's back this week, so she gets to do it.
First resolution is 23-09-064, a resolution accepting the 2024 official certificate of estimated resources along with the tax year 2023 rates and amounts certification from the Miami County Budget Commission.
I make a motion to adopt resolution 23-09-064.
Okay, and I will second that motion. Is there any discussion? Okay. Debbie, you want to call the roll, please?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay. Public comments on any topic. Is that button on, Natalie?
It isn't.
There you go.
Hi, thank you, Natalie. Donahue, 7835 Agabrod Road. I have I'll try to be mindful of time, but since we had a little extra time, I thought I would ask, in any of your workshop sessions that are held on Tuesday mornings, when the Bethel local superintendent, Mr. Crispin, when he's attended, have you ever had any conversations about annexation with him during the workshop meetings in the past couple of months?
I don't believe so.
I'm just asking.
I don't remember anything specific here lately. I think in the last couple months we've seen him once, maybe.
Okay.
And that was before the dedication, and that's mainly what we talked about.
Okay. Thank you. That was my first question. Thank you, since it's coming up here. But the second one, I'll share a little bit, and then I'll ask the question at the end, but just hopefully see where I'm going with this. But and I have commented before on this. It's been quite a while. I think Andy was out that time. So I apologize if this is redundant. But and it goes back a little bit. But way back in the end of October of 2022, we learned that Bill Serra was going to be coming off the Zoning Commission and that his position would be available. So after being asked for a couple of years, that, oh, I should apply for, or I should try to be on the BZA or on the zoning commission, that was my opportunity to put in my resume, if you will, or my, just my general word to Mike, that I was interested, so I did get on the list. And so there were four people who applied, if you will. There was nothing formal, so to speak. We just turned in our names. So there was four of us that applied, and on December 6th, we had a 20-minute interview, if you will, or question and answer with the trustees. And I had the first one at 5:20 that evening, and then there was a 7 o'clock meeting later that evening. So the four of us went in a row, and then that gave the trustees a little bit of time for a break before the meeting. I will say that, unfortunately, Trustee Reese was running a little late. Apparently, she sent that message, so I know, unfortunately, she had to miss part of my meeting, and we just tried to catch her up about what questions were asked and answers in that short, the remaining period of my time. So I came and went, and the others came and went that evening, but I just wanted to note at the end of the regular trustee meeting that night, Trustee Black came over to Nikki O'Quinn, who was sitting next to me, and asked her if she wanted to apply and for one of those positions, which was unusual to me because I thought the four of us had just interviewed for those positions. So just wanted that noted, that I found that slightly interesting and unusual. So then we go to begin the new calendar year. So on January 10th was the first regular trustees meeting in the evening. I believe that's the right Tuesday. And saw on the agenda that they were going to have the volunteer positions for the Zoning Commission and the BZA addressed during that meeting. Why emailed Andy? Because we had a school board meeting that night, and we were picking a new school superintendent, so I wasn't going to be able to attend, and I wanted to know in case anything was, you know, I didn't know how that would go or if they would need me to be there, so I made sure he was aware of that. But in the meantime, between that December and January, we really didn't hear anything, so we really weren't aware. I just knew that it was coming up because of what was on the agenda. So anyway, that evening, as things came and went, you know, some volunteer people who've been on those boards for a couple of years, you know, well, one person was let go and a couple of new people. I didn't make the cut, which is fine because I am good with where I sit today, and I continue to do what I do on this side. But I just wanted it noted that the three people who were selected were chosen and voted in my opinion, because of their like-mindedness of two of the trustees. And that's all I'll say on that. But in the end, I would like to know, I've read the ORC on both positions, I would like to know if the township has a real policy on what that selection process should look like, because there really were never any notifications that Bill's position was available. It was all just word of mouth. And so some of us might not have heard, unless you attended the meeting, or I happened to talk directly to Bill after that October meeting. You know, how do you announce that these positions are available, and what's the process for interviews? Like, are the interviews closed after the four of us interviewed, or we go select other people because some of us didn't make the cut? Just wondering what that process is, or if we have one in place, or if there's any thought on pulling one together for the next time this happens. But that's my question, if anybody has an answer or any thoughts on that.
I can tell you in the past that any time that's came up, the trustees have interviewed the potential candidates, if there are any. Sometimes there's only one or two. As far as the notification goes, I had thought, and she's not here tonight to speak with it, that Beth had done some notifications. I can't speak for her. She's not here. We didn't put anything in the paper or anything like that for the notification. I don't remember, that was a while back, if we had anything on the website or not. I can't tell you, that was a year ago. But as far as the official policy goes, there's never been an official policy that I'm aware of. It's just been when people, a vacancy comes along, the trustees interview new people or select new people. That's what I know.
With Nikki, Nikki had told me that she wanted to be interviewed. I had told Mike at the time that Nikki was interested. Well, there seemed to be some type of confusion of who should call who. I kind of thought that Mike would call Nikki and get with her. Mike kind of thought that Nikki would call him. And so that's why after that night I asked her, because I wondered, well, what happened? We just interviewed people and you weren't here. So that's where that was at. But that was kind of, between me, Mike, and Nikki, we didn't figure out the right way, I guess, of communication for her to be interviewed. So then we interviewed her later.
Okay, so maybe again, the need for a policy, or at least a semi-formal process to make sure that it's legit and consistent every single time and not just off the cuff, because just not knowing or understanding, and then, coming to a meeting, or actually I couldn't attend, and I still haven't been able to really listen to the minutes yet for that meeting, but just knowing, how the agenda was written out, so. I don't know if there's any consideration for that, but I would appreciate it if you could look at that for the future, for anybody else. So thanks, that's all I have for tonight. Thanks.
Thank you, Nana. Any other public comments on any topic? Okay, Mike, announcements?
Andy, he's just one off tonight. September 19th, we have a trustees workshop meeting in this room at 9 a.m. September 26th is the next regular trustees meeting here at 7 p.m. September 28th will be the BZA meeting at 6:30. There is no zoning commission at 7:30. And then October 3rd will be the trustees workshop meeting at 9. And just found out tonight, another reminder that October 4th will be the Meet the Candidates night at 7 p.m.
Okay, we need a motion to record the payment of warrants.
I will make a motion to pay the warrants 722-2023 to 820-2023 and 54080 to 54116.
Okay, I will second that. We have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Okay. Daddy, would you call the roll, please?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, a motion for adjournment.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that motion, and we will be adjourned at 7:23. Thank you.